Okay, Daniel, I'm sure, are you doing interaction with the children?
No, you've put me on the spot now. Okay. Now, I'm glad that Phil turned up because we were pretty shy on kids before. But now we've got a few. So come on down and join me, kids. I'll sneak your kids in here. Now, you're going to have to sit nice and close because I have a very cool little Bible story to share with you, and the pictures are pretty cool as well. So you definitely want to snuggle in. Do you kids want some chairs or are you happy? You good? All right. You have the same one. This is one of my favourite Bibles. This is a very cool one. Even when I meet some adults who are wondering about the Bible, I say, you should check this one out because it's very, very good. All right, are you ready? Are you ready? Do you have a new brother? That's amazing. Has anyone said hello to Damon Lee yet? Some people must have. Yeah, very good. All righty. Here we go. Now, the story I'm going to tell you today, the one I'm going to read to you, it comes before Jesus came. And this is about a guy who was called, he was called a prophet. So his job was to tell people about Jesus. But this guy was a bit unsure about doing his job. Are you ready? Are you sure? Are you concentrating? All right, here we go. This one is called God's a Messenger. Who can guess who it's going to be? Noah? Well, it's got to do with boats. Any other guesses? Starts with J. J for, let's see. God had a job for Jonah, but Jonah didn't want it. Go to Nineveh, God said, and tell your worst enemies that I love them. Who knows what an enemy is? Does anyone know? Someone who doesn't really like you? Frenemies, like kind of friendly enemies, that's right. So God's got a job for Jonah. He says, go and tell your worst enemies that I love them. No, said Jonah, those are very bad people doing very bad things. Exactly, said God. They have run far away from me, but I can't stop loving them. I will give them a new start and I will forgive them. No, said Jonah, they don't deserve it. So Jonah thinks he knows better than God. I'll run away, Jonah said to himself, far away, so far away that God won't be able to find me. Then I won't have to do what God says. It's a good plan. So why does Jonah think that the Ninevites are bad people? Is it because they don't do what God says? And what's he doing now? That's a bit sneaky. All right. Because as far as he knew, it was a good plan. But of course, it wasn't a good plan at all. It was a silly plan because you can't run away from God. Well, you can run away from God, but he will always come and find you. Jonah went ahead with his not very good plan. One ticket to not Nineveh, please, he said, and boarded a boat sailing the very opposite direction of Nineveh. That would be like the people from Melbourne who are going to come here and do Youth Dimension because they're going to come and tell people about Jesus. That would be like them going, instead of going to Lake's Entrance, I'm going to go to Tasmania. So let's keep an eye out for fish, all right, really big fish.
The sign said
Nineveh? Not to Nineveh, that's right. Here we go, let's see what happens next. Well, it wasn't long before a fierce wind blew and the boat started to lurch and pitch and roll and everyone started turning green. Jonah sat bolt upright in his bed. You see, the first thing that went wrong with Jonah's not very good plan was that God sent a big storm after him. The sailors couldn't sail their ship properly. We're sinking, they screamed and started throwing everything overboard, suitcases, food, whatever they could find. By now, Jonah knew that the storm was his fault. How do you think he felt? Disappointed. How? What else do you think he felt? Maybe a bad bit guilty, maybe? Like, oh, this is my fault. Oh, no. By now, Jonah knew that the storm was his fault. Throw me in instead, he shouted to the sailors, and the storm will stop. The sailors weren't sure. It's the only way you can be saved, Jonah cried. And so, one, two, three. What's about to happen, Evie?
He can fall in.
He's going to fall in or get thrown. Oh, are there any storm clouds in the sky? Does it look windy? Oh, splash. No sooner had Jonah hit the water than the waves grew calm, the wind died down, and the storm stopped. Just then, when Jonah thought it was all over, when he was sure he was going to drown, God sent a big fish to rescue him. So God wants to rescue the Ninevites, and he wants to rescue Jonah. So anyone who's doing what God, what the things that, if there are people trying to run away from God, he still wants to rescue people, doesn't he? God sent a big fish to rescue him. The fish swallowed Jonah whole with one big gulp. Did you know that not long ago, a man got swallowed by a whale and they got him out again? It was a whale, wasn't it? Does anyone remember that? I feel like that was pretty recent, maybe a couple of years ago. Alive. He got a bit bleached, but he came out again. Here we go. Jonah must have thought he died. It was so dark in there, like a tomb. Imagine getting swallowed and then you can't see anything. That'll be pretty bad. But then he smelled the rotting food and felt the slimy seaweed, and he knew he wasn't dead. He was in the belly of a fish. Sitting there in the darkness for three whole days, Jonah had plenty of time to think. Pretty soon he realized that his plan was, well, it was a very silly plan indeed. He was sorry for running away, and he prayed to God from inside the great fish and asked God to forgive him. Now, do you think this might be a really good lesson to Jonah?
Yes.
Because what was his job? Do you remember? And tell them that God, and God wants to forgive them. So now Jonah's asking God to forgive him. So this is a pretty good preparation for Jonah. Here we go. After 3 days, the fish spat Jonah safely out onto a sandy beach. Can you imagine being inside a fish for 3 days? How smelly would you be? Just then, Jonah heard someone calling his name. Go to Nineveh, God said. And this time, Jonah said, he said yes. And he went straight to Nineveh and told everyone God's wonderful message. Does he look happy?
Yeah.
He would. Yeah. Does he look a little bit sticky and smelly? Yeah. Even though you've run far away, God can't stop loving you, Jonah said. Run to him so he can forgive you. The people of Nineveh listened to Jonah and they started loving God. They learned to do what God said and to stop running away from him, just like Jonah. Many years later, God was going to send another messenger with the same wonderful message. Like Jonah, he would spend 3 days in utter darkness. But this messenger would be God's own son. He would be called the Word, because he himself would be God's message. God's message translated into our own language, everything God wanted to say to the whole world in a person. And that, kids, is the end of that story. Thank you for sitting and listening. So what can we learn from that one? What do you think?
You don't run away from God.
Don't run away from God, that's right. And if you do really bad things and you don't listen to God, does God still love you?
Yes.
And God still wants you in his family. And sometimes people get special jobs. God gives people special jobs to come and tell people that he loves them. Just like the people from Youth Dimension, they're going to be coming to Lake's Entrance to tell people that God loves them. So keep your eyes on the sand, because if you see a big fish spit someone onto the sand, that's probably someone from Youth Dimension that thought, no, I'm going to go the other way. So we should pray for them, shouldn't we? And we'll pray for you guys, because if God gives you guys a special job as you're growing up, it's good to listen the first time, isn't it? You are so big, aren't you? You would probably fit in not even a really big fish.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Whoa, all right. Shall we pray together? All right, let's close our eyes so we don't get distracted. We'll put our hands together so they don't start wandering. Let's pray together. You ready? Lord God, I want to thank you for these little ones. I want to thank you so much for, Lord, the journey so far for them. And I want to thank you, Lord, that they can grow up knowing that you love them and that you have a plan for them. And I pray that, Lord, as they grow, that they would trust in you and they would know more and more of you. I pray that you bless them and keep them, protect them, and help them know that they're so very loved, and lead them into your best, into the jobs that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.